Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Ravi Hutitsingh back on the show. Ravi has been with us before. He's a cultural diplomat for the U.S. Department of the State. He is an international speaker and cross-culture catalyst. He is the founder of Ravi Unite Schools. He's increasingly becoming a global expert on education. And he's joining us all the way from Chile. And I'll get him to tell us why he's still in Chile. Ravi, welcome back.
Morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Great, it's good to have you back. So you're in Chile. Where are you? Santiago?
I'm about 2 hours west of Santiago on the coast, just in Viña del Mar. So
I've been
staring out over the Pacific for the past few months, and I'm not complaining.
That can't suck. That's got to be a tough duty. But you are, in a way, a hostage down there. I mean, a coronavirus hostage, aren't you?
Yeah, you know I am. But I'm a happy hostage. You know, it's definitely been interesting. I mean, everybody has had to experience this pandemic in one way or the other. And, you know, like many people, I saw all of my work just disappear as a keynote speaker.
Yeah.
Almost nothing's in my schedule for 2020. So, you know, 2021's looking busy, but it's a lot of postponement from 2020. So, you know, it's not ideal, but I'm not going to complain about it. At least the work is still there. It's just coming a little later.
So you were in Chile when we talked the last time back in the end of last year, and you've been back and forth since. But then this last time you went was you were there when they shut down the flights when they basically closed the border to Chile for the coronavirus thing, and so now you've been there since the end of February, and what are the prospects for getting out?
Well, it's interesting. You know, when you and I last spoke, it was in October, I think, because I was down here and the riots were going on. There was a lot of social unrest around the world.
Right.
And Chile was seeing the biggest riots and social unrest that it's seen in 30 years. Well, things quieted down there. And then, you know, I went home for a while. And then I came back here because I was doing one of my songwriting safaris, my songwriting 2-week workshops where I bring together people from traditionally opposed cultures and religions through music. So I was launching one of those in late February, but it was canceled due to the social unrest that actually disrupted it already. But I came down here to try to regenerate some support for it. And during that time, all of a sudden, the pandemic began. The border here closed. The airlines stopped servicing the airport, and everything went into quarantine. And I realized that it wasn't going to be easy for me to get out of here, but I thought I would ride it out because things would probably get better soon. Well, things only got worse, and the border got tighter. And,
right.
You know, but I've got friends here, and I kept watching my schedule, disappear for the rest of the year, and I kept saying, you know, this is a good time for me to do what all of us need to do during a time like this. Yeah, write a book.
Be productive. Which is what you've done.
But also be reflective.
And we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. In the next segment, we're going to get into your book that you're working on because I want the audience to know about it. But I want you to tell us how the coronavirus has impacted Chile. What has been the situation down there?
So there's a lot of things. You know, we have a death rate per capita that's probably similar to the United States. It's not quite as bad per capita, but it's not as bad as countries like Brazil, which
Italy.
Yeah,
Brazil's really having a hard time, isn't it?
Yeah, Brazil's having a really hard time. So, you know, people over here, there have been pretty strict quarantines, but not throughout the country. There's a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Every day, and for the most part, I find that people are pretty much, wearing masks and doing what they are told to do and are sort of going about life pretty much normal. But, of course, this is a country with every kid, like, you know, 90% of the world, with kids at home all day long, doing school online, and so
that brings on new challenges. So what have they flattened the curve in Chile? I mean, we seem to have flattened it here in the United States, and we're getting back to work here. What's that look like down there? What's the curve look like in Chile?
No, Not yet. It's still on the rise. Hospitals are at capacity. There's a 2-week
really?
Waiting list right now for beds in ICU. So we're probably right at that peak here.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll hopefully start to see flattening of the curve happen. You know, we're basically, I don't know, 3 weeks behind the United States.
Any estimate of when you'll be able to return, to leave there and return to the United States?
Yeah, I think, you know, depending on how anxious I feel, I could probably do that in a matter of a couple of weeks, I would imagine. But it's hard to know, you know, that the national carrier here, LATAM, has started flying back to the U.S., but they keep canceling the flights, and they just filed bankruptcy. So I don't know.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what he's learning about schools in the post-coronavirus age. After the break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.